This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the prestigious National Geoscience Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Center in New Delhi. The National Geoscience Awards are among the country's oldest and most prestigious honors in the field of geosciences. Congratulating the awardees, the president said the awards are given to honor their commitment, innovation and excellence in fields of geosciences. She also highlighted that minerals have played a pivotal role in development of human civilization and laid the cornerstone for industries. The president added that industrialization cannot be envisioned without coal and iron. As part of World Tourism Day 2025, Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta today flagged off a cycling competition from DK State Convention Center, Itanagar. While participating in the cycling competition, the CS informed that this year's theme, Tourism and Sustainable Transformation, highlights the need to protect our environment, empower communities and promote healthy lifestyles. He added that cycling reflects all these values and Arunachal Pradesh, with its natural beauty and cultural richness, is a perfect backdrop for sustainable tourism. Later in the day, the CS interacted with Commissioner Arunachal Pradesh State Election Commission Rinchin Tashi to discuss the upcoming Panchayati Raj elections. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today paid floral tributes at the Statue of Brotherhood, the Statue of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Bolung in Lower Dibang Valley District. In a social media post, Pema Khandu termed the iconic statue as a symbol of unity and cultural harmony, reflecting Dr. Hazarika's unparalleled contribution in bringing Arunachal Pradesh and Assam closer through his music and vision. The government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the Bhupen Hazarika Cultural Trust Guwahati, is celebrating the 100th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Roing today. On the occasion, the Chief Minister inaugurated Dr. Bhupen Hazarika Museum and Cultural Center and unveiled a photo gallery cum exhibition stalls dedicated to Dr. Hazarika, offering glimpses of his artistic journey and cultural legacy. The inaugural Bhupen Hazarika Sammania Award was presented to Hemanta Bengia for his close association with Dr. Hazarika in promoting and preserving Arunachal's rich cultural heritage. Chief Minister Pema Khandu will inaugurate the Craft Connect Arunachal 2025 Handloom and Handicraft Expo, along with the newly built Smart City Artisan Cum Exhibition Center, on Tuesday at VKB Chimpoot, Itanagar. The landmark initiative, spearheaded by Itanagar Smart City Development Corporation Limited in collaboration with key government departments, aims to showcase and promote the rich handloom and handicraft traditions of Arunachal Pradesh while providing a modern platform for artisans to connect with larger markets. Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, under the aegis of the National Commission for Women, successfully concluded a four-day session on women empowerment at its office premises at Naharlagan today. The program was organized to mark the auspicious occasion of Navratri with the theme Women Entrepreneurship, Motherhood and Health, Leadership and Justice, Guidance and Honor. The sessions brought together women achievers, entrepreneurs and leaders who shared their experiences and inspired the participants. Deputy Commissioner of Siang District Tai Tagu visited the Industrial Training Institute Pangin today to review its preparedness and functioning. The recently operationalized institute is scheduled to commence classes shortly with three courses, namely digital photography, solar technician and catering, and hospitality services. As part of the visit, the DC also carried out surprise inspections at Government Primary School Bibog, Government Secondary School Pangin and Government Higher Secondary School Pangin. The 763 BRTF Tawang have donated skill training and essential protective gear to 9 Tibetan refugee women employed as part of the 763 Border Roads Task Force under Project Warthak. The initiative is a part of BRTF's acknowledgement and recognition towards their contribution in nation building. India has been assured of at least 3 medals at the Para Archery World Championships at Gwangju, South Korea, as 3 Indian players will vie for gold in the compound open category. Paralympic bronze medalist Rakesh Kumar and newcomer Toman Kumar advanced to the gold medal match in the men's compound open individual event. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.